Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Corrie, C-O-R-R-I-E, Gibbons, G-I-B-B-O-N-S. Corrie Gibbons is a 64-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3/24/19. Apparently, she's putting away a 300-piece order of frozen food, including cases of water and soda. Apparently, she told her boss she could not do it, but he told her to get it done. Apparently, as a result, she believes she injured her lower back, between her shoulders, and pain down her legs, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but is unaware of her final diagnosis, period. She did accept injections, nerve blocks, epidurals, and sacroiliac joint injections from Dr. Lee and Dr. Kahana, period. She states she was bedridden between the injections, period. She wants to close her case and get further injections on her own. Period. New paragraph for the record supplied. Ms. Gibbons was seen at patient first on 4/1/19, stating she had low back pain after lifting heavy objects at work for 3 hours. Apparently, she stopped working for 2 days, being off, and continues to complain of a moderate constant ache in the low back with restriction of flexion. Period. She was diagnosed with a thoracic sprain and left sciatica, as well as musculoskeletal low back pain, for which she was initiated on conservative measures. Period. She followed up through 4/16/19 and was referred for physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen on 6/3/19 by Dr. Kahana, K-H-A-N-N-A. Period. History was remarkable for rheumatoid arthritis, hypothyroidism, hypertension, GERD, and gastric sleeve in 2009. Apparently, she was on several different medications, including lorazepam, gabapentin, amlodipine, methotrexate, humira, folic acid, vitamin D3, ranitidine, sulfasalazine, ropinirole, ferrous sulfate, and levothyroxine. Apparently, she had also been taking cyclobenzaprine. Apparently, Dr. Kahana learned physical therapy gave her temporary relief. Apparently, the prescribed muscle relaxers brought her no relief. Apparently, she was recently prescribed prednisone, which helped her somewhat. Apparently, she was having pain across the low back and down her left leg. Period. Dr. Kahana diagnosed lumbar degenerative disc disease, lumbar intervertebral disc displacement, lumbosacral facet arthropathy, and left lumbar radiculopathy. Period. Then referred her for MRI studies and started her on tramadol. Period. X-rays in the office showed L4-5, NL5-S1, degenerative disc disease, facet arthrosis, and mild retrolisthesis of L3 on L4. Period. New paragraph on 6/10/19. She did undergo a lumbar MRI to be inserted. Period. Dr. Kahana then administered a series of injections, including epidural injections, medial branch blocks, sacroiliac joint injections bilaterally, trigger point injections in the thoracic area on 12/1/20, and sacroiliac joint injections again on 6/29/21. period. In the paragraph, she followed up with Dr. Kahana through 11-1-21 period. He gave an additional diagnosis of unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the right knee, sacroiliitis, and myofascial pain. Period, he wanted her to stop her cyclobenzaprine. Period, she reported 100% relief with bilateral SI joint injections. Period, she was status post left L2, 3, 4, 5 radio frequency ablation for the facet arthropathy. Period, for her lumbar radiculopathy, she was again encouraged to perform a home exercise program. Period. He also discontinued her cyclobenzaprine. Period. She was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. She had already returned to work on 7/15/21. Period. Physical exam. Lungs, torso is normal. Extremities upper. Combined active extension with internal rotation at the right shoulder was to the waist level and on the left to L1. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full on all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired extremities lower motion of the knees was full with crepitus but no tenderness. Paired motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Cervical normal thoracic inspection revealed an increased kyphotic curve, but no apparent scars. Lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 45 degrees and rise. Period. She sat at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees and extended to only 20 degrees. Period. Flexion reduced her symptoms, but extension made her uncomfortable. Period, bilateral side bending and rotation were full without discomfort. Period, she was tendered to palpation about the left sciatic notch, but not the right. Period. The rest of that is normal. She requested assistance getting off the exam table. Period, she was very obese and deconditioned. Period. She said laying supine is her best position. Period. Impressions on 3/24/19. Corey Gibbons was moving a 350-piece order over the 3 to 4 hours and experienced pain in her back. Period. She was seen at patient first and initiated on conservative treatment. Period. She then came under the care of Dr. Kahana, who quickly had her undergo a lumbar MRI on 6/10/19 to be inserted here. Period. In the paragraph, she participated in physical therapy and accepted a variety of injections. Period. As of 11/1/21, Dr. Kahana deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. In the paragraph, the current exam found there to be somewhat variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited low back or radicular complaints. Period. She had an increased thoracic kyphotic curve, but no apparent scars. Period. Palpation of the torso was unremarkable. Period. Her upper arms were quite obese. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 0% or minimal amount of permanent disability referable to the lower back. Period. This comports with her age and obese body habitus over the years. Period. These were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by her work activities on 3/24/19. Period. It is known that she has a past medical history of rheumatoid arthritis, for which she was on medications at the outset. Period. This is a clearly logical etiology for her musculoskeletal complaints. Period. She remains on several medications for her arthritis, including Humira, folic acid, and gabapentin. Period. And that is it. That's the end.